This episode of the comment section is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. Since the dawn of bread, we've known the truth. Sliced is better. That's why new Captain Morgan Sliced went all in on four bold, deliciously sliced cocktail style flavors: pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only.
Whether you're making a delicious family meal or a post-workout snack, choose the farm-fresh taste of Eggland's Best Eggs. Only Eggland's Best hens are fed their proprietary all-vegetarian feed. That's what makes their eggs more nutritious. With 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 6 times more vitamin D compared to ordinary eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at IKEA-USA.com today.
Oh, you can't joke about anything. I'm like, yeah, you can.
You're just making fun of men, and then they pay money to watch MMA and watch men beat the shit out of each other. You're like, you love watching men get beat up and made fun of. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, but when I do it, it's
so, just you're pretty. So. Just tell me I'm pretty. Just say it. You're in love with me. You're obsessed with me. Just say it.
And welcome back to another episode of the Comment Section Show, starring me, your fave. Everybody knows me. Nobody gives a shit about me. Anyways, on to the amazing guests. Today we have the hilarious, the talented, the iconic Whitney Cummings. Welcome to the show.
Everybody cares about you. I do. This is okay. This is my. I drove here, so I hope. But they. I do think that people tune into other people's podcasts with their guests to see what the guest brings out in the person they love.
Oh, that's sweet.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't
appreciate
they're not
that.
Here for me right now.
You'd be surprised. Some people are like, hey, go ahead and bring another guest on that I want to see.
I don't
I'm like,
know.
Okay. Sorry. They don't give a shit about me anymore, girl.
Okay.
Well, they do love who I can bring on.
But just so you know, I am so awkward as a guest on podcasts.
That's
so
okay.
let's get right into
We'll get through it. We'll muscle through it together.
I am very starstruck by you.
Are you really?
Yeah.
I am by you.
Agree.
I've loved stand-up for so long. Mm-hmm. And obviously you're a legend in the game. And you're literally someone I used to look forward to watching on the panels of roast, like, for celebrities.
Yes.
You were, like, one of my faves.
Oh, gosh. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
So I brought the roast back to OnlyFans TV. Okay. There's no porn. There's no buttholes. Don't panic. It was just, like, we did the roast.
Sorry.
OnlyFans. Yeah, I know. Sorry.
My bad.
And so you got to do one of them. If we do another
to.
One.
I'd be honored.
We just did. We did one of me and we did one of Bert Kreischer.
Oh,
you've got to come on. That would be amazing. Like, what would be your
fun.
Dream celebrity to roast?
Ooh. I don't know. It has to be a man. For sure. It has to be a man.
Okay.
But I think, like, one that's, like, universally loved that I don't really understand.
Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, bring him forward. I have a lot to say about Tom Hanks.
Joe Biden.
It's like, I don't know. It'd have to be.
So you're saying someone really universally beloved.
Yeah. That I'm just, I don't get.
Don't get. Which
yeah.
is, give me, okay, I love this game.
Yeah.
I love the game of, like, why does everybody sweat this person and I don't get it.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling. Let's go. are his lips really skinny and his face kind of crooked?
I don't know. Probably. You and me both.
Skinny
girl.
Lips is a no-go for this guy. Does he not have the skinniest lips for no reason?
Oh, girl.
For no reason.
Now I'm really going to look.
And then his mouth when he smiles is a little bit like it's twisted.
I feel it.
I when I look at Ryan Gosling, I twist my... You know how dogs,
yeah.
when they're listening, they tilt their head?
Their ears perk up.
I feel like I have to tilt my head.
When you ask them a question, yeah. they kind of like, I feel that.
Are you a big Halloween person?
I love Halloween.
Yeah, I bet. Mm-hmm. What did you do last year?
Last year I had a few costumes. So I was Yzma from Emperor's New Groove.
Okay.
Because my boyfriend was Kronk and my sister was Cusco. And then I was Troye Sivan in his music video. Like, what's the name of the song, Days? One of the girls. One of the girls where he was like, he was in drag for the first time. So
okay.
I was Troye Sivan as a woman.
Okay.
And then my boyfriend was Ross Lynch. And then the last one we did was, do you remember the show American Gladiators?
Yes.
I was an American Gladiator.
Wait, there was a documentary about this recently.
Yes, about I watched it.
So did you watch the first round of American Gladiators? Because I don't remember it.
I used to watch it on TV as reruns because it used to run in the early 90s. I was born in 95. And so my boyfriend and I and my family, we used to watch it as reruns on TV.
Who was the one that you went as?
I went as Zap, right? I was Zap. She was a contestant. My sister was like one of the normal people that competes against
us. Is this your sister and your mom?
Yes, this is my sister.
Were you a big Halloween family?
Yeah, so we love Halloween. And my boyfriend was Laser.
Okay.
So like we just had the costumes made and did big 80s hair. And then I bought the little like blow up things where you hit each other off the podiums.
I like these costumes. I do feel like Halloween is an opportunity for women to just dress as whores.
Yeah. And which I also support.
Godspeed.
Do what you gotta do.
It's just, it's like my friends that are like paralegals or like, I'm like, you can't post this photo on your Instagram. Yeah. Like you have, like we're adults now. Like we can't do this anymore. It's like when you see like a girl in just like a camo bikini and I'm like, what? So what are you? And she's like, I'm a soldier. I'm like, I don't know.
She's like, Does this give you a hint?
I don't know, dude. This feels disrespectful. I don't know, dude. Is this how we celebrate the troops out here? It's like Halloween is in October. It was designed to not be slutty. It's literally in the winter. It's like every year I'm like, what am I? Am I a polar bear? Am I an Eskimo? Like handmade. I've been a handmaid every year because it's like I get to wear a cape and like sweatpants.
Yeah, something real comfy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I feel like. Even when I was younger, I'm like, I'm cool with a slutty costume. I love a slutty costume, but it has to be cool. Like, I want it to be, like, to make sense. Okay. Like, to be unique or clever or whatever. Slut. So, I have a few ideas already cooking for this year.
Okay, you're my guy's like this. He'll start thinking about Halloween, like, the year. And it'll be,
well
like.
Well in advance.
It'll be, like, here are the options for this year's Halloween. Okay, I'll go as this. And the other one I'll do next year. It's like a couple years are scheduled out.
Pre-planned.
Do you know what I mean? Absolutely. So you're already thinking about next year for Halloween.
This year I have two costumes already planned for this year.
But you can't, is this like.
It's a secret.
I mean, this is like. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler.
I've just never been like a huge Halloween person. Like I would like to be. I had a house growing up that was like. No one came to get candy. It was just in a weird place. So I just got burned so many times, like dressing up to try to give
kids
candy.
Now you're spiteful against
Halloween.
And now
I'm spiteful. And then I got a house out in LA. Again, end of the cul-de-sac. No one came. And so I dressed up as Supergirl one year.
Oh, that's cute.
The costume was too small. I did look like a whore by accident. It was a children's, but I was like.
Sure, by accident.
I put like sweatpants underneath it. And then no kids came to my house. And I had all this. I had like full candy bars.
Oh.
Butterfingers, the full size.
That actually happened to me last year. And I do live at the end of a cul-de-sac.
And they would skip my house because there was like a little gate. So I started like running after them and being like, hey, you guys. And what I realized is you can't chase kids.
Yeah. If not with candy. You can only chase
I got in my white van and I started. You just can't run after kids.
Yeah, it's a bad look
that
either way.
Your kids. Yeah.
I bought a bunch of candy bags and nobody came.
It's really.
I know. But I also think, too, the neighborhood I live in. Well, first of all, I'm kind of on a hill. Uh-huh. So I feel like, no, those kids
so
are not.
You're baiting
up that.
Kids for them to fall off a cliff.
I'm like motivating them.
Yeah.
I'm like, you get a good workout. Then at the top, I reward you.
What candy do you give kids? This tells me everything I need to know about a person. And yes, I'm about to ask you your favorite Girl Scout cookie.
I did the full size candy bars too, but I got the mixed box, so I had like Reese's, Twix, Snickers.
If there was a Mounds bar in there, I'm leaving.
No, I don't like Mounds bars, good. Girl. And then I got a big mixed bag too of smaller candies, and then I did. I also get fruity ones too, so like Starburst, Skittles.
Oh,
like
there you go.
Stuff.
I just heard Skittles are outlawed though.
Are they? Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
I did hear about that.
Oh, so
too.
You're giving. Outlaw.
Maybe that's why they skip my
contraband
house.
Candy.
I'm like, oh, I give you candy with lead. All of a sudden, I'm a bad guy. All of a sudden.
I mean, everything we did as children, like our. I mean, your mom's here. You did you put baby powder on her? But okay, like I am just realizing that baby powder had like arsenic in it and like
dude,
all kinds of stuff.
It's fucking insane.
Because I just had a kid and like my baby registry or whatever, I like put stuff on it that like we had around the house when I was a kid. And everyone's like, that's illegal now. I'm like, what do you mean? You can't get lawn darts for someone for
all
their
of
baby
a sudden.
Shower? I know.
Everyone's so
what do you
sensitive.
Mean? Easy bake ovens catch on fire? I didn't know that. But yeah, we used to just put baby powder all over ourselves. I guess there was a huge lawsuit. You owed some money. If you guys want to jump in on the lawsuit.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah, you have cancer. I'm here to tell you.
That explains a lot for me personally. And you said favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Favorite Girl Scout cookie.
Mine, I think it's, I like the Samoas.
Yep, number one.
Those are the best
ones.
If
someone ever has a different answer, I just will call the police. I'm like, ow.
That's naturally what I do. The Thin Mints are good, but only when they're cold. Like, I like when they're in the fridge.
That's it. Yeah. I put them in the fridge, and then you put them on ice cream.
Girl, it's so good.
The older I get, like, I just feel like we meet so many people, and you have to be able to weed out your people, your tribe, very quickly. Do you know what I mean?
Got to sense the vibe.
Don't you feel like a lot of people, like, want to meet you and totally. Talk to you? And
especially
like,
now, yeah.
Yeah, like, and they're like, do you want to go for a hike? And you're like, oh, God. Oh my God.
I know my sister's single, but she's a lesbian, and she was telling me the other day, she was saying, like, why does everybody lie about hiking?
No, lie.
I still love hiking.
Well, first of all, how long have you been a lesbian? A while?
Like 8 years.
Eight years? Okay. I tried to be a lesbian, it didn't take.
Oh,
it was
bummer.
Too many voice memos. It was like a wild amount of talking. But I do feel like when people ask you on a hike, I always feel like it means they're sober.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or they want to push you off. Like, if a guy asks you on a hike, don't go. That's what Ted Bundy did.
Dude, hiking and exercise and, well, first of all, hiking. I have like a mean beef with hiking. I just don't fucking get it. Like, I'm like, I don't want to walk and sweat. Like, that's mm-mm. not my idea no, of a good no. time.
Well, because you know there's this new thing where guys, like, there's like this whole like online thing of like, because girls are so good at makeup now and contouring and stuff from like makeup tutorials. Like,
take her swimming on the first date.
I'm like, yeah, let's get in a cold tub and let's see.
I would love
to see you swimming, dude.
I'd like to see you tread water.
It's like, I'd also, you know what I mean? A lot of things change on a man, too, in the water. But,
They conveniently leave out.
But yes, I do think it's like, there's a lot of that. Like, put her through an obstacle course on the first day.
Well, like, I'm like, I'm not auditioning for American Ninja Warrior, so I'm not doing that personally. Yeah. But like, whenever we, every Mother's Day, I've made this joke before, every single Mother's Day, my dad goes, he'll text us in a group chat. He's like, hey, like, what do we want to do for your mom? And we talk about it. And he always goes, I think we should go on a hike. I go, you're going to do this bit every year, aren't you? She doesn't want to fucking hike. None of us do. In fact, I'm going to kick you out of this group chat if you suggest a hike one more time. Every year, I'm not kidding. He's like, what about a hike? But girl, nobody wants to go on a fucking hike.
But is
hike.
That because she's a lesbian, your sister?
No, she hates hiking more than I do.
Oh, okay.
That's why she was saying, why does everyone lie about loving hiking? I don't like hiking.
Is that a big thing on the apps or something? Or like dating?
Is it like hiking or working out? No, you don't.
Hiking and working. They're like, I need a gym buddy. Then
oh,
go get
God,
a friend.
That's so sad.
Then go get a friend.
Is when that I just a lesbian gym, thing?
No, that's an everyone thing, I think. Like, everyone dating.
There's a new thing now where everyone has to be, like, an athlete, like a high performer. Everyone's, like, got a...
What's going on?
In ketosis. Yeah. Everyone just smells like... everyone's just eating, like, only meat. It's like a nightmare.
It's horrible. And my boyfriend is a certified trainer. Like, my boyfriend was a
trainer
for a long time.
Oh, God. So your fridge is just all protein powder
no,
things?
No, girl, it's not. That's why I'm with him.
Oh, but he's a trainer?
Yeah, he's a trainer. He was a trainer for a long time, and now he just does this with... He's, like, an online person now, too, like me. But he is not like that, which is why it works between us.
Mm-hmm.
I can't handle that shit. No. Like, I just... It's too much.
But is he in, like, wild shape?
Yeah, he's in really good shape.
Sorry, right here. Yeah, he is reasons. In really good shape.
Yeah.
So you're shallow. Let's talk about it.
Hey.
That, does he work out a lot still?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He still does. But my point being, when we go to the gym, sometimes people are like, oh, you guys work out at the gym together? Fuck no. I tell him to get the hell away from me at the gym. The way he works out, I was like, I like myself personally. I don't need to do that.
This is perfect.
You're
every
fighting demons.
Working
I don't need
out
that.
Is so sexual. It for no I mean, the machines are just like,
yeah.
You're just like, I can't make eye contact. Like, just don't look at me. Just nobody look at me. Let's just get through this.
Well,
somehow.
That's why, like, whenever I have worked out with him maybe twice in the 7 years we've been together. Mm-hmm. Both times it's awful. It's horrible. And we end up fighting. So it never works.
At the gym.
Yeah.
Over what? Yeah. Oh. You to hold the camera and film.
Well, not even sometimes. Like one time, he was just training me, and I got annoyed because I'm like, "Don't tell me what to do." Like, what are we doing? You're gonna tell me what to do? He's like, "Well, you."
Well, he was
me.
Just like Kegels. Yeah.
No,
like, wait, I thought we were working. Okay.
He would be like, "Oh, like no, you got to put your knee out." I'm like, "I know how to do it. I don't."
He's just putting you in reverse cowgirl. He's like teaching you. I was like. Wait.
If anything, that would have been funny. But no, he was like actually trying to train me. I'm like, I thought this was a bit.
He was just. Mm-mm. I like it now that when guys do anything nice, that we are just like, get the fuck away from me. Yeah. He's like, I'm just trying to make sure you don't get injured. And you're like, you're mansplaining me. Thank God. He's like, Jesus
the
Christ.
The way I was like, I don't want to listen to you. He's like, maybe we shouldn't do this anymore.
Okay. Yeah. It's like, you're going to roll your ankle, but cool. No, exactly. I just don't want to drive you to the ER.
Yeah, that's just me being a fucking annoying. But like, now he'll write me workouts and he just gives them to me and mm-hmm. I go do them by myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't need you there.
See, I'm kind of done being a feminist. Oh. I want a guy to just tell me everything to do. We had a good run. I did the girl boss thing. I proved myself. And now I'm just like, can you open the door? I don't want to do anything.
You say that now. And then as soon as you start, someone starts to tell you what to do, all of a sudden.
It's hot. I hate that. There's a point where it starts to get hot. After you've had a lot of employees and you're like, can someone just fucking make a decision without me?
That I do get.
Yeah.
Oh, what I was going to say was one of the things I truly feel like the embodiment of what misogynists believe women to be, mm-hmm. like the most idiotic, stupid bitch alive, is when it has to do with my car. Like anything having to do with the auto shop mechanic.
Well, a car is a she also.
That too.
So that gets that. Boats and cars are she. I think that's why men hate women. Because they associate us with things that, like, break down, cost a lot of money.
Yeah, girl. One flight attendant I had on JetBlue. It was on JetBlue flight. And he, first of all, was in love with my boyfriend, which most straight men are. That's how I knew. Because, like, most straight men, like, when they see my boyfriend, they're like, like, they have to talk to him. Like, okay. They have to make a lot of conversation.
Sure.
So he talked to him that whole fucking flight. Okay. And I was like, I turned my back, went to sleep. I'm not a part of this.
Uh-huh. Right?
And the things he was saying, like, as a flight, I just feel like there's a certain level, I'm sure, of professionalism you keep in the air. He didn't have that at all. Like,
yeah.
He was like, yeah, some fucking bitch. Like, he was, like, talking like that to my boyfriend. And my boyfriend's sitting there, and he's like, yeah, like, that's,
sick.
Wow.
So what is it? Your guy is just, because he's so big and Momoa-y?
Yeah. That's pretty much it. They just have to talk to him about literally anything having to do with him being big and strong.
Got it.
They're like, oh, you play sports? You play a lot of sports?
Sure.
And he lies every time. He's like, no. And they're like, you should. I used to play. And then
the older I get, the more I think men have it hard. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is a hot take. I realize this is a very hot take. But, like, imagine, I mean, it's like, we don't like when men come up to us and are like, hey, look at your, you know. Yeah. But men go up to other men and are like, hey, so. I mean, it's sexual harassment, really.
It is. It actually is.
Someone just wanting to talk to your guy about his body.
It is. It is literally, I'm not kidding.
It's catcalling.
It is. It actually is. He gets sexually objectified by men far more than women.
Yeah, totally.
Far more than women.
It's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. And my dad is a big dude too. Like, my dad's 6'6". My dad's a big brown guy too. Uh-huh. So, like, he gets the same exact shit. If we go somewhere as a family, yeah. Game over. They see the two of them, they're like, I don't even know, like, which one I want to talk to first.
There's something about it, like, we're wired to, like at all times need to know who to, like, follow if there's a fire. You know what I mean? So, like, that guy. I need to make friends with that guy in case, like, shit hits the fan.
In case zombie apocalypse happens today,
like, he's my guy.
Following him.
Totally.
One of my friends, Caleb, he was like, oh, you're killing yourself? I'm not. He's like, I'm mobilizing. I'm getting all the gays, all the lesbians.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I'm taking over a clean water source, and I'm starting a village.
Okay.
And I'm the king.
And I get to decide the dress code. And Lady Gaga rule. Like, I don't want to go to this commune. I really don't like this. And everyone has to dress as Timothy Chalamet from Wonka.
Specifically in Wonka.
Yeah, I feel like this gay Caleb was behind all this. He seems very controlling. Although I do know a lot of people that are in the market for bunkers.
Yeah, seems they like are. Really doomsday preppers.
And like, well, but there's also like all the billionaires that like know more than we do.
That's true.
Seem to be getting bunkers. Like that's Jeff true. Zuckerberg like has a bunker. I'm like, what is this motherfucker, this dork? What is this
fucking
dork
nerd.
Know that we don't know?
Have you seen that movie, Leave the World Behind?
No.
Did you watch it on Netflix? It's like a more recent one.
Is it Julie Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. With and the Mahershala boat that comes Ali. Up to the thing. Okay.
Yeah. I watched that one too, and that one was only spooky to me because that felt more real. Mm-hmm. Like, that felt more like the world would end.
It was
if
like
it
the
did.
Grid went down, or?
It was like cyber terrorism. They take over everything. Nobody can get a hold of each other. The internet doesn't work. Like, okay.
My power was out for 2 hours today, and I almost blew my brains out. So I'm already.
I've said that too about like when they say like desert island, like, what are three things? Like, if you get deserted on an island, what are you bringing? Right? Okay. I'm like, I'm bringing my phone. And a battery pack that doesn't need a cord, and then a gun. Because once my phone dies, I'm killing myself. That's my plan, personally. Have you ever not had your phone?
I'm glad you're not out there dating right now. Because, like, all these, like, little small talk, like, flirty questions. Like, so what would you bring to a desert island? Yeah. You're like, a phone, a charger, and a gun. Check, please.
And once my battery pack dies, so do I. That's how it works. Have you ever, your phone's, like, updating, and you're like, what am I supposed to do with my life? Just sit here and wait?
Yeah. Be alone with your thoughts.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah,
That's why zombie apocalypse. Like, if it's, like, the Last of Us type situation, I'm absolutely killing myself. I'm not sticking around for that, girl.
Okay, but so let me ask you a question. Outside. So you're obviously, your job is to be online in a lot of ways. But do you find yourself ever just, like, mindlessly scrolling and justifying and be like, no, I'm doing this for work. And you're like, no, I'm just trying to get life over with. Yeah, I got to stop.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mine's a problem.
I think my job being online has almost increased it. Like, it's made it worse almost. Yeah. Because I'm also on it, like, all my work is online and I also mindlessly scroll.
But you out there muting people?
Oh yeah, I mute people all the time.
Who'd you just mute?
I don't even remember, to be honest.
So when you mute someone online, you remove them from your
literally
brain,
they're gone from my
but that do you, I feel like I've started muting my friends so I can keep liking them. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like that's fair.
If you really like someone, you should mute them. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, I think that's valid.
I think, and then also, so we have something to talk about. So it's that not just, too. I don't like recapping. Like, hey, so I saw that you went to Barbados. I want to be like, where were you last week?
Yeah, and know, and have no idea.
Yeah, yeah. And then if anyone calls their spouse, their best friend, I gotta mute you. It's not. What are we doing?
I just can't.
Are you that person? Are you like, I'm just with my best friend? Is he your best friend? What?
I don't, honestly, sometimes I think about that. He's one of them, I would say. Not my only one.
Okay.
My friends who are drag queens. Yeah. When we've talked before, I've told them, I'm like, sometimes you see girls who are like, oh, gay people love me. If they say that, they don't love you. I promise you they don't.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then
I'm like, why do you leave me alone? And they're like, we love you. I'm like, get away. I'm going to do a hate crime. Get away. I'll say the F word. I don't give a shit.
You keep pissing me off.
I still say that.
When I was joking around with one of my friends, I was telling him, I'm like, you know what's so funny is, like, if you actually hung out with gay people, like gay men, gay women, drag queens, you would hate yourself.
Hate yourself.
You would hate yourself. They are the meanest people alive.
Oh my
God. And I love it.
I know. Yeah, I love it. It's like, because here's the, it's like gay men have recently, in the last couple of years, become way meaner than straight men. Yeah. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah, it's bad.
And I always tell, like, my guy friends that are like, oh, why do you have so many, like, gay male friends or any, like, straight guys that are homophobic? I'm like, no, trust me. You want gay men in my life. They keep me insecure. Humble. Yeah, exactly. It's the only reason I'm getting facials and lasers. Like, you'll fuck anything. I'm doing this so that my gay male friends don't say that I'm slipping.
Yeah, I was like, you're an unreliable source.
Yeah, totally. They keep me at Barry's boot camp. They got me working out every day.
I was like, I gotta check in with the girls. Yeah. Like, they'll tell me.
Yeah, they're like, why is it, like, where's your luminosity? Like, they'll, like, grade me on my luminosity. You know what I'm saying? So
what are you even saying?
I know. What are you saying? I like this, like, lesbian gang.
Oh, yeah, girl. I got them on deck. You know what I mean?
This episode is brought to you by Captain Morgan Sliced. In fruit and life, there's no juice without the slice. It's what freed the pineapple from the rind and turned your old jeans into cute jorts. Introducing Captain Morgan Sliced, 4 cocktail-inspired, ready-to-drink flavors. Pineapple daiquiri, strawberry margarita, mango Mai Tai, and passion fruit hurricane. Visit CaptainMorgan.com to find Sliced near you. Does not contain real fruit or juice. Captain Morgan & Co., Plainfield, Illinois. Please drink responsibly. 21 plus only. This episode is brought to you by eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Whether it's a handbag, watch, sneakers, streetwear, or jewelry, eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit eBay.com for terms.
My sister was, she at one point she was like, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'll date men. It's so funny because when we were at dinner once, someone that was sitting with us, she was telling me a story about how she got like an unsolicited dick pic, all been there. And I was like, yikes. And she goes, do you want to see it? Of course I do. Go ahead and show it to me. And she shows it to me and it's one of the worst dick pics I've ever seen. I've seen quite a few. It's truly, it's what it looked like, you know, when you take like
transformation photos, and you just kind of stand there with a blank stare on your lip. That's what he looked like. It was his horrible. Face
was in it.
Yeah, girl.
Wild.
And it was in like a mirror too, but I couldn't see the phone anywhere, so I don't know.
So if it's flipped it around.
Yeah, it's like self timer.
Okay. Type thing. Oh, brutal, buddy.
Yeah, and it was he's pale and it's just unsettling. Hot take.
I'm not traumatized by dick pics.
I'm not traumatized by them. I just don't want to see them.
If you're interested in someone though, it's the only way you can see their apartment before
you can see their cleaning habits.
Yeah, I don't want to see your dick. I don't even know. Yeah, exactly. I just want to know like if that's is it like a washcloth? Are we doing a loofah? It's always in the bathroom, and if I see like a Bath and Body Works in the back, like you have a girlfriend, like you can kind of figure out.
Scrunchie.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Exactly. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
So it's like you can get a lot of information.
That's true. You can use it like. Investigative.
Yeah.
I feel that. Yeah, she was showing me the picture and I was like, that's a horrible picture. Like of him. Tell him to use a filter or something, girl. Like,
but is there such a thing as a good one? You know what I mean?
No, never. But that's just one of the worst.
But I think they're onto it. I think they know now. I think they know the angle to do. Right. Yeah. It's like from up, like a top angle down.
Yeah.
They know that we're onto them if their hands are small.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They know how to make their hands look bigger because that's the first thing you have to do. You have to go, oh, well, is there... If it looks
you
big,
need
maybe
for scale.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Totally. Who was? I think it was. Hold on. This is what you do if you can't figure out how tall a guy is on their dating profile or girl. Fine.
Yeah.
Sorry. is that if you look on their dating app and they're standing next to like a historical, like a statue, you can then look up the statue's height.
Oh yeah, I've seen some people on TikTok doing like door frame measuring.
Yeah, totally. The like fridge. I can weirdly tell you the height of most. I'm like, oh, Ben Franklin in Philly. Yeah, it's 6'1". A guy tried to tell me. Yeah,
that's one of my special skills. I think is guessing men's height specifically.
Yeah.
From nothing more than a picture, I can guess. I can smell it like a drug dog. You know
like
what I mean?
When you see him with like a fish or something, you're like, okay, that's a bass in Cleveland. And I think let me just get into the local.
I've told people before, I'm like, whatever he tells you, especially online, if you've never seen him in person, subtract 2 to 3 inches because he's lying about dick size and height. My sister was like, I want to see, what are you guys looking at? She didn't know what we were talking about. Uh-huh. And so she just showed her and she was like, oh, ew. And she goes, you're right. I am a lesbian. We weren't talking about that. We weren't discussing that. Not even a little bit. And I was
she
like,
all yeah. send
dick pics.
Yeah.
Your version of a dick pic? No.
No. See, mm-mm. I don't. I think it's different.
I agree. I had a friend in college and she used to take, sometimes she would send nudes to her boyfriend and sometimes she would show them to me. And honestly, they look beautiful. It looks like art.
Okay.
It looks
like George
artwork.
O'Keefe.
Yeah. But then when men do it, it looks like a crime scene photo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not a fan of that. You know what I mean? I'm like, you took this in your house? Why is it so dark?
Yeah. I don't like a lot of grooming.
Oh.
So I think the things that probably would make something photogenic are not the things that I want to see IRL.
I feel you.
Have you ever dated a guy that you like suspected was gay or was gay? Nothing? No.
I personally haven't had that problem, though.
No. Okay.
I've had a feeling that they had girlfriends. That's,
oh, how do you know?
Because I found out one of them had a girlfriend.
You know the way to do that? Put a bobby pin on the bedside table. They'll never notice it, but the girl will.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him. That's how you let him know.
Just like a bobby pin. A guy won't even. Guys don't see bobby pins. They just don't pick it up.
Yeah.
And they're at
when
least
they scan.
Straight guy. Yeah. And if you just put it on the side, a girl will be like, "What's this?" And he'll be like, "Huh?" Like, how did you find out?
She called me.
Okay.
The girl found. She jailbroke his iPad because he had a bunch of passwords on everything.
Uh-huh.
And then she found my name in there and she had seen him texting someone with my name, but she thought I was a man.
And did he have you programmed as something else?
No, he just had my full name in
That's
there.
Wild.
And so she
You're
thought,
supposed to program it as like AT&T.
Verizon
Wireless. Grandma knew, yeah.
Well, that's because my name is associated with men more heavily than women.
Okay, so it said Drew, so she thought it was a dude.
Yeah, and she was like, oh, who's that? And he was like, oh, it's my friend Drew. He never gendered me. He was just like, that's my friend. And I
okay.
was like, friend?
And then
I don't do that shit with my friends. But
yeah, no. We're not friends.
Yeah.
But so then what did she say?
She called me. She said, is this Drew? And I said, yeah. And then I'm not kidding. This is the exact conversation.
But it came from his number? She called
me.
No,
she called me on her own phone.
Oh,
she just
shit.
Took my number off his iPad.
Oh, shit.
And then she called me. And then she said, is this Drew? And I said, yeah. And she's like, this is Drew. And she said, my off Wallow. And I said, yeah.
Your address?
No. She just said my last name. Like, oh, she wanted to confirm that was me. And I go, yeah, who's this? And then she started crying. And then she said, I fucking knew it, bro. I fucking knew it. And she's crying. And that was it.
And had you been, like, dating him?
I wouldn't call it dating. Okay. Whatever that was, I wouldn't call it dating. What is it called when they never go out with you, but they always come over? That's not called dating.
Love? True love? Unconditional love? Soulmate-dom?
Yeah, like, wait. What do you call it when they refuse to be seen out in public with you? What do you call
it? No, they don't want to share you with anyone else. They don't want anyone else to see you because they're afraid you'll get taken. Wait, what? Okay, but did you have a suspicion?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I had a feeling because the not wanting to ever meet me on public thing was a big one. And then only ever wanting to come to my house, never going to his. Mm-hmm. That was another one.
Might have lived in his car. Fine. He's green. Not a big carbon footprint. I can turn anything negative into a positive. It's kind of my superpower. I'm like, he's married, not afraid of commitment.
So that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and then did you meet your guy shortly thereafter?
Yeah, he was right after.
I do feel like sometimes when a relationship goes sour or something's a really bad experience, whether it's the contrast or whether you're just open or whether you're so hurt, you're not looking.
Yeah.
That's when your person comes along.
I agree. I couldn't agree more, honestly.
My friends hate when I do this, but whenever they go through a horrible breakup, I'm like, this means your soulmate's right around the corner. And they're like, you know, but I do feel like that.
Yeah.
Or at least when a great person comes along, you have something to compare them to and you don't take them for granted or something.
No, for sure. And that was, and he was, my boyfriend now was right after that relationship.
And then how did you two meet?
We actually went to high school together.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, we went to high school together. We were not high school sweethearts. I make sure to tell people that all the time. I was like, we did not date in high school. We were like, cool. We were friends.
Okay.
Nothing more.
That's so cute.
Then we would get like lunch like once a
year. Did your mom know? She knew. Did you like know?
She knew when we started dating.
But like, did you know them in high school?
Yeah.
Did you know him in high school? I feel like moms always know shit. And they're like, I knew that. And you're like, well, could you have told me? You psychic witch.
He actually asked me to, prom his senior year, my junior year. And I said, no. So he like,
who did you go with?
Who did I go with? The worst person alive. My junior year, I went with the worst. If I ever see that guy in person, I swear to God, I say this all the time. I'm gonna beat the shit out of him. I'm just kidding.
I hate that guy.
Why? He's just the worst person alive. And I didn't know that before we went to prom together.
What happened?
He's just, well, first of all, a devout Mormon. So okay. Out the gate, bad news.
I'm fine. I would like some help around the house. I think you need to think this through.
You want a doomsday prepper.
Okay.
Get a Mormon.
All right.
They love doomsday prepping.
Really?
Yeah.
They know some shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a devout Mormon, which I didn't hate because, like, my dad's.
You're like, not one woman wants to marry you, dude. Chill
out. Yeah, chill. Relax. Well, first of all, one of the things he told me that I was like, uh-oh, was we were texting each other, like, trying to get to know each other a little bit better. And then he told me that he'd only been to a beach once in his life. And I was like, oh, I mean, like, that's cool. Whatever. You're fucking high school. So you're like, that's cool. Right. And then he told me, yeah, the one time I went, though, I had a bad experience. And I said, why? And he said, I didn't know I didn't know ocean water was salt water. So I drank a lot of it thinking it was fresh water. And then I had to get my stomach pumped.
Even if it was fresh water, were you that like, why were you drinking?
I asked him that. I said, like, well, why were you drinking the body of water that you're swimming in with strangers? I mean, that to me doesn't really make any sense.
So you're like, no, I just thought I was drinking piss.
I thought it was normal human piss. No. Like a normal person would. And I was like, oh, okay, well, all right. Yeah. Don't know how to, guess I got to speed past that because I don't know what to do. Yeah. And then when we would hang out, it was just, there was just so many things. Like one of the things he asked me what my type was and I'm fucking 16. So I'm like, someone, you know, who's just like nice and funny. Like
someone that knows how oceans work.
Someone who's well aware that all oceans are saltwater. I think that bar is kind of low, but I was like, I don't know, someone nice and funny, I guess. And I was like, what about you? And he was like, oh, I like short white girls with glasses. I don't know if you could tell by looking at me, but I am neither short nor white. I do wear glasses, but not all the time.
Okay.
And literally, I remember the whole time I was hanging out with him, I never wore my glasses because I didn't want him to know, like, think that I was doing that to make
for him. Yeah. So you're just walking into walls.
And yeah. Just like fucked up vision the whole time we hung out.
Short white girls with glasses. How did that work out? He's now just with Greta Thunberg. Just they're both. She's trying to save the ocean. He doesn't know how it works. Perfect couple.
The perfect couple. It's funny too because he broke up with the girlfriend that he had been with for like years to go to prom with me, and then went back home, and then got back together with her, and now I think they're married and have kids. So love that for her. I love that for her. That's their journey, not my problem, bitch. Sorry. Bye. Wish you well. Okay. Not him, but like I don't
think in general prom is kind of a toxic tradition.
Oh, absolutely.
As I look back, I'm kind of like, is that so? We spent all year like trying to figure out who we were gonna dry hump in front of our teachers. It's kind of an insane thing.
Yeah, their proms were very like TV prom, I think, from what he described to me. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, that's not how my school gets down. I just want you to know, my school plays like the craziest music ever, and people are humping and sucking and fucking, girl. Yeah. Like, just like keep that in mind. And I was like, I literally was prepping him.
Yeah.
Then when he saw it in person, like, he was disgusted.
So you ruined his. He's not getting into heaven because of you.
If I can't go, neither can he. I took one down with me. You're welcome. He honestly, at one point, I asked him if he wanted to dance, and he was like, no. And he said, he was disgusted with me, and then he said, that goes against God. And I go, well, you can ask for forgiveness tomorrow, because it was a Saturday. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
And he literally looked at me and went, that's not funny. Tough room. My bad.
Tough crowd.
Tough
room. You know what else God did? Created the ocean. So
that was God trying to take him out.
Feels
honestly.
Like you skimmed that chapter. Sir,
did you forget that part? Yeah, so I hate him.
Interesting. I'm kind of obsessed with Salt Lake City, or that whole thing. Has the highest plastic surgery rate because women that were Mormon tore up their bodies so much, got kicked to the curb at like 25 after having 12 kids, and then had to go do a revamp.
That's terrible.
Wild.
I know. That's why I was like, I hate him, so hate that guy.
Yeah.
Thankfully, nothing came of that, thankfully.
Yeah, but then you got to be with your guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was like well after college. So after I graduated college.
Did you like re-find each other, or did you keep in touch?
We kind of kept in touch. We kept in touch the whole time. We get lunch once a year, like old coworkers. And then we would talk. Like we would just, if I was home and he was home, we would get lunch and catch up and then go our separate ways.
And then when was the time that it?
After I graduated from college and moved home.
Then I'm so obsessed with your boyfriend now. Because I love that he like wasn't into you when you were like 15, 16. You know what I mean? Like he never was a creep.
Well, and he was also dating other people in high school and I wasn't. And then when we went to college, we dated other people too. And then after college.
That's good. You got to get some idiots out of your system.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then what was the like spark?
Well, first of all, I was ignoring him. He kept
hitting
me up.
This is the most like the shittiest Reese Witherspoon movie. That I would never believe. Like we went to school together, and then all of a sudden he was like, oh, it's been you this whole time. Like what?
We literally, I was ignoring him because he pissed me the fuck off, and I don't even remember what happened.
That's when you knew it was love.
Yeah, he annoyed me, and I literally was like, we're cool. We don't need to hang out. We don't need to be friends. It's cool. And I just like was ignoring him. And when I was about to graduate, he was like, hey, we should hang out when you come home. And I was ignoring him. Then he texts me like four or five more times like, hey, like, are you home yet? And I was home. I just was ignoring him.
What did he do
to
annoy you?
I think it was that he had blown me off a few times.
Mm.
But it was getting, the time was getting closer and closer each time. So it'd be like the couple days before. Then it would be the day of. Then it would be an hour before. Then it was like he just wouldn't show up at all. And I was like, I'm not fucking dating you, so I don't know why we're doing this.
Totally.
Like,
totally.
I was like, you're standing me up and we're getting lunch. Like, get the fuck out of here. And I literally text him. I'm like, hey, we're not even really that close, so it's fine. We don't need to hang out. We're good. That was like the last text I had sent him.
I am so into calling a friendship that is not taking.
Yeah.
That's not what happened with you, but like, there are these maintenance friendships that you're kind of like, should we just call it?
Like
I don't want to do this. It doesn't seem like you really want to do this. Like, I feel like we're just like,
yeah,
both feel bad. Like, let's just call it.
Yeah.
Like, how sick would it be if we just never talked again? Should we just do that?
Yeah. It's one of those where you're like, you know what?
instead of this awkward twice a year Chipotle run.
Yeah, that's like exactly. That's why I was like, "What are we doing?" Like,
yeah, I love that you just like said that.
And then he was like,
"We're not even really that close."
That's what I wrote that out and sent it to him. We're not really that close.
That
it's
is
fine.
Savage.
We don't need to ever hang out again. It's cool. And then he was like, "Oh no, I don't want you to be upset with me." Or he sent me something like apologizing, and I just never responded. And I remember too, right before I moved home from college, he would comment silly shit on my Instagram pictures, and I would get so mad, and I would literally delete them. I would just delete them to be a dick because I was so annoyed. I'm like, get the fuck off my picture, and
that's
I would delete
so
it.
Crazy, because only like he knows. Yeah. Like that's the thing.
Nobody
about
gives a shit.
Deleting someone's comment is just between you and them.
Yeah,
which is so crazy when you think about
it. Yeah, especially because I had no following. Neither of us
did.
It's
such a dunk on somebody. It's such a personal. Like, I don't want people knowing I know you.
Yeah. I literally deleted it, and then he would text. He texted me and was like, "Did you delete my comment?" And I just never responded.
Did you notice that I deleted your comment?
Yeah, fucking freak.
That's even weirder.
You're so obsessed with me. Anyways, I went home. He kept hitting me up. Blah, blah, blah. And then I remember the last one he sent me, he's like, "This is the last time I'm going to try. I really do want to make it up to you. I'm really sorry. Like, I've been a shitty friend," and whatever. He wrote me this really nice text, which he never used to talk like that to me at the time. And I remember I was at the nail salon with my mom, and I showed it to her, and I was like, "Can you believe this fucking guy?" And then my mom was like, "You should go, like, to lunch or something." I'm like, "Why?" She goes, "Because, like, what if he doesn't suck, then that's cool. And if he does suck, you got a free meal." And I said, "And that's period. I'm period, bitch.
Yes.
You know what? You're right." And I texted him back, and then we went, and it's jokes on me. He got me.
It's also fascinating because it's like, he obviously liked you, but the thing that really got him was you having self-respect.
Yeah, dude.
And we
he
always just
up.
Forget about that.
Yeah.
You just respected yourself, and he's like, "She's my wife." Like, it's a it's like all that had to happen.
I asked him too. I was like, "Why did you keep texting me?" Because he's not that kind of person at all. Because
I couldn't treat you like shit. And then you knew you had value, so then I valued you. It was just like 101.
Yeah, and he, like, I mean, you see what he looks like. He doesn't have any problems getting female attention, literally ever, even now. But like,
I see that
he told me, I asked him, I was like, "Why did you keep hitting me up?" Like, of all the years I knew him, he was never that kind of guy to chase, really. And he was like, "I don't know, something just told me that, like, I would regret it for the rest of my life if I didn't. And now I know why, because I was meant to marry you." And I was like, "You know what? Shut up, first of all. Don't be sweet and loving. Knock it off. So bad for my brand."
And then how... No, I think it's actually part of being able to, I don't want to say get away with.
Yeah.
It's because you don't hate men.
Yeah, it's true.
It's specific.
Like, yeah, people, I hate very specific men.
I spent so much time being called like a man hater and da da da. Because my first, you know, couple specials, I just kind of made fun of men that I was dating and made fun of like how ridiculous like sex is and stuff like that. And I was like,
totally.
No, I don't hate men. Although that's like, I make fun of women just as much.
Yeah.
I try to make fun of everybody, but it's like. No, I love them so much that this haunts me. Yeah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, so I think part of the reason you're able to go so hard at men is because you know what good ones are like.
Totally.
And you know the good ones are out there.
Yeah. I've told people that before too. I've always told them, I'm like, it's quite the opposite because sometimes men online, especially, they'll be like, "Oh, fatherless behavior." That's like their new thing. They like to
fatherless behavior.
Which is.
I have it. So I'm just curious what it is.
It's a modern daddy issues.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And they're like, "That's why she hates men." And I was like, well, it's actually quite the opposite.
Moms do way more damage. Okay. Like, yours is here right now loving you, which is a whole other trauma.
I've said to the people before, though, I'm like, it's quite the opposite. Actually, I've seen what men are capable of. And this is not it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I hate
that's
you.
What it. My bar is so high.
Yeah. I was like, I hate you. I don't hate men. I hate you specifically.
Okay. Fatherless behavior. That's women going to Coachella. What is it?
It's just
feather earrings.
It's real like
rose all day shirts.
Yeah. It's real vague, to be honest. It's just women who don't act or do the things that misogynistic
women
men
that post Marilyn Monroe quotes.
It's women who love themselves.
Okay.
Apparently.
Okay.
They're like, "Oh, I can't treat you like shit. Okay. Clearly you don't have a dad."
But fatherless behavior is women with daddy issues.
Yeah. Okay. So it could be women who sleep around. It could be women who don't sleep around. It could be fat women. It could be skinny women. It could
be
trans
women. So
it's
just a new way of saying you're a woman.
Essentially.
You are a slut. Okay. Got it. It's just slut. It's a new word for slut. Okay.
It's like, well, it's not just slut either. Cause like, that's not why they say it to me. To me, they say it to me because they think that's why I hate them.
Sure.
I hate men. And I, even so, I'm like, even if I did hate all of them, what are you going
to
do about it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's also, I mean, it's like, I think I call women out too. I think it's, yeah. You know, calling, I just think that I don't think about like, I'm making fun of a man. I'm making fun of a woman. Same. It's just like, this is, you know,
yeah.
But I do think it's important that men call out men and women call out women too. Totally. Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
And
yeah.
When a man talks shit about women, I'm not like, you're talking about me. I'm like, no, you're talking about her and the women that do that.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah,
if totally. I'm going to make fun of a man doing this, why did you just involve your, I'm not talking about you.
You're like outing yourself.
Yeah, you're like, why do you hate men? I'm like, no, I'm not even, I don't even know you.
Yeah, literally.
Like, I think you do. Like, I know. I just held up some mirror.
Even sometimes I'll make videos not even talking about men. I'll just be talking about women. And then they're like, and what about us? What about you, bitch? I'm not thinking about you. Like, men just jump in.
Yeah.
They're like, and what about men? What about you? You
hashtag make your own video. Too.
Yeah, I was like, you make your own video about you.
Yeah, go do that. Yeah, I'm like, doing this.
Don't come in here. I'm not
it's
talking
like
to
everyone's
you.
Gonna, I mean, this must be fascinating. Like I feel like that getting in the public eye or whatever I am was so incremental for me in a way. Yeah. For you, did it just feel like so fast?
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much adjusting.
Oh, yeah, totally. It's been a big like adjustment over the past, like, I think now we're going on 3 years that I've been doing this like full time. But yeah, it's been a lot, especially in the beginning, because like my shtick was making fun of awful dudes. But even then, I'm like, I just make silly ass jokes about what they look like. And it's men who are attacking the looks of other women. So it's like,
exactly.
Fair is
fair.
It's
a fair fight. Yeah.
Yeah. I figure I'm like, well, I thought you were cool with commenting on looks because you did it.
Yeah. If you can give it, you should be able to take it.
And I've told people before, I'm like, I truly think that like, so sometimes they're like, well, then I should be able to call you a fat fucking bitch. By all means, you absolutely
God
can.
Godspeed. And here's the other thing. Like, I'm so pro First Amendment. It's ridiculous. I'm a comic, right? Say what, literally, you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
Totally. But you have to be cool with the fact that people aren't going to like you after.
Yeah, for
like,
sure.
You can say it.
Yeah.
Like, I should be able to say the N-word. You know what? Say it. But okay. Then you're going to get punched in the face.
Yeah, and that's on
and
you.
And everyone's going to clap.
Yeah.
And that's... So just you have to be okay with the consequences. You can say it.
I've said that too. I'm like, you could literally say anything you want. Like, when I was fucking up some dude recently and they were saying they were like, oh, you can't joke about anything. I'm like, yeah, you can.
Mm-hmm.
You could joke about whatever the fuck you want. And I was like, you just have to deal with the consequences after. But also like when they're like, I can't say anything, I'm like, in what way? Like, you're still saying it and no one's stopping you, so like literally nothing is stopping you at all, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
It's like you're just making fun of men and then they pay money to watch MMA and watch men beat the shit out of each other. You're like, you love watching men get beat up and made fun of. What are you doing?
Oh, but when I do it, it's
just you're pretty. Just tell me I'm pretty. Just say it. You're in love with me, you're obsessed with me. Just say it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, like, it's just
sometimes the line, like, it does get blurred a little bit.
Does high school ever end?
I know.
Are they just pulling your pigtails in high school?
For real.
Do you know what I mean? They're just flirting.
Yeah. It's also, I feel like, again, I'm like, I make fun of people so openly and so publicly.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a problem with people making fun of what I look like, then I would be in the wrong profession.
Right, totally, totally.
And I was like, I can take a fucking joke. That's the difference between you and me.
Right, right.
Like I said earlier, I've got a lot of gay friends, a lot of drag queen friends.
You have to be able to take a joke.
Nothing builds the armor quite like that.
Is there
bitch.
Anything that's, I mean, people ask me this question a lot and I don't always love it, but like, is there anything that's off limits? You're like, ah.
Like to make fun of or to just talk about
in
general?
Yeah, to make fun of.
Not really. I mean it doesn't stop. The people that have made fun of me have truly said the most awful shit I've ever seen in my life. Like, I'm just saying objectively, it's really terrible.
Yeah. When it comes to the negative comments, I'm finding more and more. Well, first of all, I did block certain words. You can do that.
Yeah.
I think on Instagram, I don't know if you can on TikTok. You can block.
On TikTok, you can, yeah.
Okay, so this is actually even more important than your favorite Girl Scout cookie, which is what are the words that you auto block on social media that will help me learn a lot about you?
Ooh, honestly, I think for the most part, when I first got started, I put in a lot of like private information because naturally I got doxxed many times when I was first like doing TikToks. They were like threatening my life, the story of being a woman.
Good news,
so,
bad news. Gavin DeBecker, who's like the big security expert guy, when I had a bunch of death threats, he was like, oh, well, the person that's going to kill you is not going to give you a heads up.
You want to hear something so
and
funny?
You're kind of like,
that's exactly what one of my friends told me.
I feel better and worse. The people
literally
that are going to threaten you, you do not have to worry about, he says.
Yeah, that's actually so true, because that was something I talked to other creators about that had similar issues. And they told me the same thing. They were like, well, they're not going to tell you.
Cool.
They're not gonna.
So it will just come out of left field, and okay, you'll never know. Which is
you can't prepare kind of, for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you cannot prepare for
yeah,
it.
Yeah. So essentially,
so just calm down and so relax.
Sleep well at night.
Okay. I turned into a full man. I'm like, calm down. Just relax.
This episode is brought to you by Priceline. When it comes to travel, we all have that happy place we're always daydreaming about. Whether it's the snow-capped mountains, white sand beaches, a best friend's wedding, or even a hometown visit, we all have one. My happy place, personally, is my second home, which is in Hawaii. And everybody knows, because that's where I've been living, and I live there and in California, and I love Hawaii, and I love traveling there. So wherever your happy place is, Priceline wants to get you there for a happy price, so you never have to miss a trip. And did you know that when you bundle and save with Priceline, you can save up to $625 when you book your flights and hotels together? We all know the feeling. 100 open tabs across 50 different sites trying to find the best deal. Just use Priceline and simply book your entire trip in one place. They truly have deals you cannot find anywhere else. And everybody loves a good deal, girl. So make sure you get that value off of Priceline. So download the Priceline app today to save up to 60% off select hotels and go to your happy price with Priceline. This episode is brought to you by Rockstar Energy Drink. We're all guilty of spacing out from time to time, and Rockstar totally gets that, which is why they've released the all-new Rockstar Focus, made with lion's mane and 200 milligrams of caffeine for an energy and mental boost. Plus, it's available in three delicious zero-sugar flavors, my favorite being the white peach, babe. Visit rockstarenergy.com to learn more. At least 75 milligrams of caffeine has been shown to help improve attention.
I know that's so I have a lot of private stuff. That's like the first stuff in there. And then I started muting names of dudes that I had already talked about because I was like, I don't want to fucking see this shit anymore.
Okay.
Like, I'm over it. I don't want to see him anymore.
I burned that down.
Let's yeah. Say. Yeah. I was like, yeah, he's never coming back. I put my boot on his fucking head and pushed him back down to hell. Okay. He's fine. So like, that's really all I have muted.
I think for negative comments, though, they usually only hurt when I agree with them.
Yeah, I feel that.
That's the tricky one. When someone's like, your third special was so much better than your second. I'm like, that's true.
You're right.
You're right.
Yeah, I've talked about this before, too. Like, I went on a podcast and I was talking about comments that I got because they asked me about hate comments. They always ask me about that. But they were like, has any comment ever hurt your feelings? And I was like, honestly, no. Like, men are not nearly smart enough to be clever and witty. In my comments personally, so nothing they've ever said has been funny or endearing at all. I was like, honestly, the meanest shit I've ever gotten was from people who love me and they're trying to compliment me.
Sure.
And it's not a compliment at all.
It's tricky when someone says like or like tries to be funny. Like I come from like roast and comedy and people come up, and a lot of times when you're trying to be funny and you miss, it's either an insult or a lie. Right.
That's
so it's like it's and especially over like, you know,
text.
Written. Yeah, exactly. Like the sarcasm doesn't come through. Yeah. It's like, I know calling me a dumb cunt like you thought that was hilarious, but the inflection doesn't really play.
It doesn't hit the ear
in the comment section
quite well.
Yeah.
And I even I talked about on that show that I was on about how like someone told me they felt really represented by me. And every time they say that to me, I cautiously read the rest of it because it will hurt my feelings because it's someone who genuinely loves me. Like it's not meant to be an insult at all, I know. But I am a human with a brain and eyes. So I unfortunately still see it. And they said that they felt really represented by me because they were also wall-eyed, which I was like, what the fuck is that? Because I only know about cockeyed and that's not good. So I looked it up and it's literally comparative to a horse. Like their eyes look opposite directions.
Yeah.
And they were saying seeing you being so confident and being wall-eyed has made me feel really good about myself.
I love it when it's in a compliment. It's like, you know what? So. You don't even care what you wear. And that's really inspiring. And you're like, what?
Oh, girl.
You're not that, I don't think.
According to the
internet, I get called horse face a lot, so I feel like I would.
You know what's even crazier is like when they posted that clip on TikTok, it's funny. I'm like making jokes about myself. I joked about it, whatever. And it did really well on TikTok, and all of the comments were literally like, I mean, girl, you're still beautiful. First of all, fuck you. Second of all, I am not medically walleyed. I don't have to sit here and justify that shit to y'all. I was like, I literally wrote, I was like, I like how everyone all of a sudden is a
doctor.
Dude,
I would love to be walleyed. That I can fucking see. I got eyes behind my head. No one's creeping up on you. Like, if you're going to become a famous influencer, you want eyes on the side of your head.
That's very real. I wouldn't have to worry about people sneaking up to kill me because I could see.
I mean, here's the thing. I love a clever insult. Like, there's nothing worse than someone just saying something nasty and hurting your feelings. But there's nothing better when someone just nails it. And that's why I love comics so much. That's why I love doing the roast so much. Like one time Nick Swartzen was on my podcast. And like on my podcast, I get like, you have such a good energy. You're so chill. But I come from I sometimes trying so hard to like get a bit in. Or like when comics are on, sometimes you really feel like we're sparring with each other.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm like going a million miles an hour.
Yeah.
And then he was like telling a story and I like was getting bored, I guess. And I was like, I kept saying what I thought the punchline of the story was going to be. And he was like, would you just let me finish? I was like, well, you're taking forever. And he just went, sorry, I'm not an Adderall mannequin. Like, it's just like it's such a perfect insult. It's kind of flattering. Yeah. It's clever. I've never heard that pairing of words.
Yeah.
So if you're going to do it, just like give it some thought. You know what I mean? A lot of times when people just slide into my comments, they're like, you dumb bitch. I'm like, do you need more time?
Yeah, for real.
Like, just spend more time on the insult.
Sometimes I respond and I'm like, that was a 0 out of 10. Do you want to try again?
My last name is Cummings. I've heard it all since I was a wee tot. Just come with something a little more clever and like I'm sure it would tickle me pink.
Yeah, I've the one insult I've ever gotten that was from a man that honestly didn't hate me, which made it even funnier to me. Like, it was just like a drive-by, he hit me. He just said I looked like the Pot of Greed card from Yu-Gi-Oh, and like if you looked it up, yeah, you got me, bitch. Like, you fucking got me, bitch. Like,
dude, if I Googled the esoteric insult and it hits, I'm in love with
you. I looked it up and I said, yeah, you know. That's all. I was like, that was 3 years ago. I still remember to this day where I got it, when I got it, what I was wearing, because I was like, that's honestly hilarious.
I one time, and this was like before all like the gender drama, this is like 5 years ago, I was walking into a Starbucks, and you know when you like know, like there's like a table of guys and you know they're like looking at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was like three dudes that were just like sitting out front of Starbucks, like posted up for like the day just to do whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then
in between cheating on their wives.
Girls would walk by and they would just look at them, right? Yeah. So it's like, you know, a group of guys looking at guys you would never date or talk to, but then you have to like I'm just like Naomi Campbell all of a sudden for no reason. Yeah. Like, oh, these guys are disgusting, but I still want them to be in love with me. So I'm like, and then I like looked over just to see if they were still looking, you know what I mean? And I caught eye contact with one of the guys and he just went, what's up, dude? I think about it twice a week. Like, what? Like, it wasn't an insult. Yeah. It was kind of just a weird...
They just dap you up.
But like... it was like, you know that thing, The Game? It was that book that, like, taught guys how to be mean to girls to make them like them or something. It just, like, I was like, does like, he really think I'm... artists? Wait, what's up? Why did he say dude? Yeah. Like, was that... Was he flirting? Was he not? Like, I still don't know the answer. Yeah. Like, it drives me nuts. It
works
on you.
The pickup artist game.
So, yeah, so that's the other thing. Like, don't go straight for mean or too nice. Just go, like, in between. Just go to confusing.
Yeah, confusing.
You know what I'm saying? Just, like, spinny wheel from the, like, computer, like, rebuffering stream. Like, it just, like, paralyzed me.
And you're still thinking about it. So it worked.
I mean, Craigslist misconnections. I'll see you tonight.
Let me know.
I check it every night. Refresh.
I've had like a few instances, with online men, like that's really the only ever time. I think recently I got one from a guy that just said, go to the gym, chunko, which I thought was hilarious.
I think chunko is
I was like, chunko,
funny.
That, you kind of ate me
chunko,
up with that one.
I love a chunko, I love a bucko, yeah. I love a, hey, bucko.
I've had some old, sometimes really old men comment on my shit, and they'll write crazy, like you could tell they're 100 years old based off how they wrote the comment. And they're never interesting, but I love making old jokes.
They're like, you're a real snake in the grass. What? These old timey ass insults. Yeah, oh, you corpulent lass. Damn.
And that sticks with me. I'm kind of okay, I got to think about that one a little bit. But one time I wrote to a guy, I'm like, I wrote back to this old man. I should say this gentleman.
Okay.
I was like, did you like sneak your phone away from the nurse that's clearly taking care of you to write this comment?
Elder abuse.
Yeah, girl, shit. Although I want to be mean to you, but I don't. I respect my elders. So I don't want to be too mean to you. You geriatric fuck.
He's like, he got your mail. You've got mail. She wrote me back. Yeah.
Literally, I love when old guys comment on my shit. I love a good old person joke.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like on like their profiles, just like the egg.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or yeah, just like them, like in a fuzzy photo with an arm around them. Like, who did you crop out? Take a new photo.
Or it's like just a really up close picture. Like the phone was like right here.
Dude, I feel like guys in their 40s, especially if they're divorced, it's a lot of like car seat selfies with a seatbelt on. It's a lot of just like, safety. Got it.
Yeah. Safety.
Safe, right?
Why are they always in the car?
Always in the car.
And they always have those wraparound glasses.
Oakleys.
Like those. Yeah,
but they're like Stokely's.
They're like a gas station.
Yeah, Oakley. Totally. Totally. You know what I mean? Like the iridescent, yeah. Like, oh, brutal. Like, I know you're wearing a fanny pack. Like, I can tell from your face you're wearing those finger shoes.
Yeah, he's got, dude, a finger shoe. I don't know, man.
No, I'm not going to go to the Eagles concert with you. It's not happening.
Yeah, I don't need to see Rush. It's okay.
Yeah, the Neil Diamond cover band. I don't think I can make it. I don't think I can get there by 4:30.
Okay, so we talked about all kinds of shit.
Okay.
We were just being hilarious.
I love your energy. This is very, like, fun, but not, like... I do mostly stand-up comics podcasts, and it's just this, like, it's fatherless behavior. This doesn't totally feel fatherless. Okay.
I love that. Nice, warm.
Yeah.
Warm energy
easy
in here.
Easy fun.
Well, before I said it a little bit in the beginning, but I do want to mention this. Like, I love your comedy, and I've
thank
like
you
looked up to you for a very long time, so I'm honored that you came on the show.
Come on.
I wish I had said that in the beginning, but we were too busy laughing. But I do, like, you've been in the game for a while, and you're such a pillar, especially for female comics, like in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm so curious, as someone, I'm just a silly bitch on the internet, but for people, especially women, who want to like do stand up and like maybe are afraid, because I like you said, you've gotten a lot of like shit from men, especially with your type of comedy, which is it challenges a lot of things, and I think that's why men get so fucking angry, because they feel so called out by you. But like, as someone who's been going through it and still succeeding and still doing it, like, what's your best piece of advice for women who want to come up and stand up, especially now? I know it's like shifted drastically.
Oh, God, suck every dick in your path,
it'll open a door.
A big thing I think is, if you're really serious about being in comedy, yeah, don't date comics.
Oh,
don't date comics.
Idea.
And I'm sure it seems like, oh, we'll write jokes together. There's no way, mm-hmm, no offense, that you're going to end up together. And you're going to end up like, just don't shit where you eat regardless.
Yeah.
I think that's like a main thing for like
totally
women in any business. Like, don't date your coworker. Like, it's just, work is already hard. Like, you just don't want to add another complication,
yeah,
to your
totally
workplace. Like, resist the urge. I know most women are like, oh, we don't have trouble resisting male comedians. That's just you, Whitney. Like, but whatever. Just like, stay away from that if at all possible. I think that's like good at all. I think also just like figuring out who you are. I think when you start, you're kind of like, I'm like this comedian, or I'm like this person.
Yeah.
Just like, who are you? So it's like doing things that aren't just comedy centric. I think we're all so like, you know, want to make it so bad, and we're
totally
so ambitious. I'm getting so serious. That we forget sometimes, like, in order for art to imitate life, you have to have a life.
Yeah,
so if you're like, I need to
point
stay, like, if you're working all the time, the only thing you have to talk about is work.
That's true.
You know? And
yeah,
so like, be an interesting person. Like,
yeah,
you know, go to that concert. Like, go do that thing. Go make those mistakes.
Yeah.
Like, go on a bunch of bad dates with people that you don't think you would ever end up with for
yeah
the stories. You know what I mean? It's like
totally
a good way for, I think, people that are really ambitious to go like, actually live a life so that you actually have something to talk about and you
yeah
can be relatable to people. That was a huge mistake that I made, like, when I first started. I was
yeah
like in front of my computer all day. Like, what's funny about being on a computer all day? Like, I have no, you know,
life experience to pull from.
Totally. Because I
yeah
think that we're so like, I just want to like work 24/7 and grind 24/7.
Yeah.
But sometimes the best thing you can do is like have a balanced life.
That's where the best like material comes from.
Like, just chill out. And it's also, I think that it's like, I had this like stress of like, I had to make it so fast. Like, you
yeah
only get better as a comic, you know?
Yeah.
Like, the men don't really have that stress. They just like,
yeah,
they're like, oh, we're like wine. We just get better as we get older and smarter and more experienced. Like,
yeah,
it's the same with women too.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that too, because I was so curious like how existing in this space as like as a female comic too, if it's been like, do you find it a lot easier now existing around, because obviously you feel like you have to prove yourself all the time,
yeah,
especially as women
you
in
always
a male dominated
space. You
have to
do it, because
yeah
then even if you've made it a lot, I've done 6 specials now,
yeah,
I have to keep doing things to prove that wasn't all just handed to me, or that it wasn't just an accident. You have to
a fluke,
and that I haven't like lost it, and that I'm not like out of touch now. Like you always have to be proving something, and I think that especially if you want to be great, you should always be insecure about how good you are because you're going to be comparing yourself to the people above you.
That's so true.
Me, it's like I don't.
You could just keep getting better.
Yeah, I'm comparing myself to Chappelle every day.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like don't compare yourself to people that are going to keep you mediocre.
Period.
You know, and then also it's like when you get known and you get famous and you start selling tickets, number one, it used to be like I would go on stage and it was like, well, they only paid $10 to come in and see all these unknown comics. Now they paid $80 to come see me.
You specifically.
They got a babysitter and they got parking and they have to pay for two drinks. So it's like, they're like, I spent $300 on this bitch. This better be funny. Whereas like the bar, you know, or they're like, oh, I got to hear what all the hype's about. Or that bar is that much higher for you.
It just keeps getting raised.
Totally. So the pressure's never going to be gone. Yeah. You know, like it definitely gets more fun. In a lot of ways, like sometimes audiences will give you a little more of a benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But when you miss, they're kind of like, how could you miss at this stage? And it's even worse, you know what I mean? Or more embarrassing. Or people are rooting against you because, you know, that people love nothing more than to build people up just to watch them fail.
Yeah. You especially know? In Hollywood.
So a lot of times people are like, let's just make this harder for her. Just to say, you know?
I think too, like, I admire stand up so much and I feel like it's such a uniquely terrifying art form to me because it's just I love making people laugh, so that's why I love stand-up so much. It's like because I love laughing, obviously. So I admire you for being around not only for this long but like also just at the success that you've had, not just on your specials but also on your roast. Like that's what a lot of people know you for too, which that's how I found you initially because you were my fave. Aww. On all the daises that I watched.
You're so sweet.
I loved watching you be mean to men.
And I think that something about this is like specifically, and after meeting you, I believe this even more strongly, is like no matter how rough you are or critical you are as a stand-up or a thinker or a podcaster or a roaster or content creator, I've always tried to lead from love. Yeah. And I know that sounds dorky, but if you're going like, and you're coming from a place of like, you just made fun of people's looks, so this is a fair fight. Yeah. If you always make sure it's like a fair fight on some level, I think you're always going to win.
Totally.
And if you're not coming from a place of like hate or negativity, like you have like a warmth to you. Yeah, oh, you like have a warmth to you. And thank I think that that's a really important thing to kind of like, because like people will never remember what you said, but they'll remember like how they felt when they were watching.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And they're like, I want to hang out with that person.
Yeah, that's how I feel about you.
And you have this too. You're like, I want to hang out with her. And I know that's a ridiculous, maybe a hard thing to apply, but sometimes now when I'm writing, I'm like, ah, that's very funny. Yeah. It's just too mean. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And also totally. You have to update your software on yourself. You're not allowed to be insecure at a certain stage because I still feel like some days I'm like, oh, I'm just this like open mic girl. Like I'm just this whatever, whatever. Yeah. Other people don't see me that way.
Yeah.
So I can't pull off the same material I could pull off before.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when you get more successful, you have to like update your software and you don't get to be so humble that you're out of touch with yourself.
Yeah.
And you can't pull things off and you come off meaner than you are.
That's so real.
Do you know what I mean? Because like it was really cute when you were an underdog.
Yeah.
But now it's kind of like.
You can't really do that anymore.
Totally.
As you get, especially when you, because as you rise up, you get more access to things, which would be even less of an excuse.
Totally.
To continue to like be mean for sport.
Totally.
As opposed for being funny.
Completely.
Yeah.
And then people see you like sort of a certain way. You know, I live in Hollywood. I've done television shows. People think I eat babies. So I. So I can't, I gotta watch it on the eating babies show because people already think I do that.
Yeah,
like, you know,
you gotta, and you, it's just evolving too.
Totally.
As a comic, as like a public person, it's like you get better with time as you evolve.
And also comedy's fashion.
Yeah.
You know, it goes in and out. What was funny yesterday might not be funny today because so many things change, you know, it's like, you know, I just mean like it's an example of like, you have to really be flexible and egoless with just going like, I'm going to drop that. Maybe it'll come back later. You know?
But and there's like, no harm in doing that either. Because if you're actually really good and really funny, your material can update with you.
And if you're really in it to be like, I want to make someone's day.
Yeah.
I'm not in it to be like, well, I wrote this. Now I have to go say it. It's like, no, you were in this to make someone's day.
Totally.
And to basically like mind meld a bunch of people in a room so that life got a little more tolerable for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hurt people. I do think it's interesting to go like, oh, I want to like challenge people. I want people to have to like look at their own beliefs. Cause like if there are certain jokes that like some of the audience loves and some of them is like groans, you're kind of like, there's something interesting here.
Yeah.
Like this could, there's like, but you still have to pad it with things that are just gonna make people laugh.
Yeah.
But I think if you're like signing up to make people uncomfortable, or like be sadistic about it, like just
you're
look
not,
at your
you're
motives.
Not gonna make it as like a legendary comic.
Totally, because then you're also going to be way more okay with the negative feedback you're going to get, which you're going to get, man, woman, yeah, old, young, whatever.
It doesn't
and
matter,
then
yeah,
when someone says something negative to me on the internet, like, I know what happens when I judge someone else. When I'm yeah, like, oh, well, da-da-da-da. I'm doing it to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
I had to like ding another person totally, in order to feel some self-righteous indignation or superiority
because yeah,
I'm so insecure. Yeah. So when someone's mean to me, I'm like, oh, I just made your day by you making me your punching bag. Like yeah, I didn't sign up for exactly how I was going to make your day.
Yeah,
like I
exactly,
would love to have made you laugh,
yeah,
but I made you judge me. So like, great. I got totally, to be that for you today.
Yeah.
Some days you're going to love me. Some days you're going to hate me. I can't control which one it's going to be when and by who.
Yeah.
So as long as you're kind of okay with being super polarizing,
yeah,
that's when I think as a female comic or yeah, performer, you're really able to be like, okay, I can do this.
Yeah, absolutely. My friend Caleb told me to, like, one of his things was like, he appreciates comics who adapt the material and don't have an ego embedded in the material, because he was saying like, it if like it doesn't hit, it doesn't hit.
Mm-mm.
For whatever reason, even if you thought it was awesome,
yeah,
you're not writing the joke for you, you're writing it for other people.
It's a total collaboration with the yeah, audience, you know.
And he was like, a truly great comic like feels like and adapts as they go.
Totally.
Like, and he was like, I think that's why people like you and other comics that I love too, Caleb's one of them, like truly make people laugh so hard. And then also it's like it makes it easier almost to like tell jokes that could be offensive or have offensive material embedded in it.
Yeah,
there's a way to do it in a way that's not denigrating.
You're also that is a really important point,
yeah,
is that if you're trying to, if you have like, if you're 70% there on a premise that is upsetting to people, makes yeah, people groan, like you gotta keep chiseling at it
yeah,
to say it in a smart enough way
totally,
that it does make people laugh and the audience is never wrong.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
The audience is always right. The audience is always just trying to help you get
yeah,
it right.
Yeah,
that's the way that I look at it.
That's such a good way of looking
at it. Because I'm like,
too,
you're right, I don't have it yet.
Yeah.
I don't, it's not in the right order. Okay,
yeah,
I'm gonna come back tomorrow night and then
yeah,
like the audience sucks and they're against me. It's like, no one shows up at a comedy club and doesn't want to laugh. No
yeah,
one pays money and is like, I want to be missed. Like, they're rooting for you.
Yeah, they want you to make them laugh.
But so that's like getting on stage, even like in little ways, like just leading with love, going like, I love this audience. You guys love, like, we're in this together. Whereas
yeah,
I used to go on stage and it was very combative with the audience.
Yeah.
I think being a woman when I started was like slightly different.
Yeah,
you like just
totally,
had to go to war.
Yeah.
But now if you just go like, this audience wants me to win, like this is a collaboration, like
yeah,
we're going to get through this.
Totally.
It's going to be a little better experience.
Yeah, there was a bit in my friend's set that I watched him perform it live and it was so funny, and I don't want to say it because I don't want to ruin it because he's going to do it somewhere else soon.
Yeah,
but he told me, he's like, that bit took me a while to like get to a point.
Yeah,
because there are topics in it that are hard to talk about.
Sure.
And he was like, it took me a while to like mold it to a way that everybody's laughing.
Yeah.
And he's like, because when I was first doing it was groans and everyone was offended and upset.
And this is, I think this is also, it's like, this is going to sound like old head over here, but it's like also like, there's no rush like
yeah,
to put something online
totally,
and to be public about it yet. Like
yeah,
there's no way you're good yet in the
totally,
beginning. There's no way, how could you be? if you have one great set, great, but like
yeah,
don't, you're going to make it. Like
yeah,
have faith in yourself
totally,
that you're going to make it.
Yeah.
Wait 6 months.
Yeah.
Just work on that thing 6 more months. It's only going to get better. There's no way it's going to get worse.
Yeah.
And this whole like rush to like, you know, like feed this beast, if I got to put something out, like you can never make it too late.
Yeah.
Comedian, my biggest regret is that I got seen too early.
Really?
Before I was ready.
Really?
Yeah, and especially if you're a woman, you're like a novelty and people
yeah,
like in the business are gonna want to see you.
Yeah,
but like, don't let people see you before you're ready and know who you are, because then you're gonna get the opportunity that you maybe don't necessarily want or will have outgrown in a couple years.
That's so true.
You know, so like
yeah,
I did a sitcom that was like based on who I was at the time.
Yeah,
and I was changing so much as a person. 2 years later, I'm like, I don't even know who this character is anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm like stuck in this thing.
Yeah.
I wish I had done this in like 5 years when I actually knew who I was.
That's such
you're gonna
a
have
point,
more longevity if
yeah,
you're not in a rush.
Totally. And he told me it took him like 6 to 8 months to like really perfect it.
That's awesome.
And he was like, and I took my time because I really wanted it to work, but I was trusting that the audience was going to tell me what wasn't working and what was.
Yeah.
So he's like, so I just adapted it. Like I edited it. I
changed
it.
Godspeed if you're starting to be a comedian right now at a time where everyone in the audience is on drugs. I mean, everyone is on drugs. I don't even know.
Especially
like,
in LA.
Yeah. If you bomb on stage, I think you're probably a brilliant comedian and everyone is just on edibles and mushrooms. Like, I do not know how to even start at this point.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
everyone is on drugs.
I know. And he's been in the game for, I think he said 8 years. He's been doing it for 8 years. So he
yeah,
was
I
like,
think we need to make weed illegal again in California. This was a huge mistake.
It's gone too far.
This is a nightmare. We hardly got here. Am I wrong?
At what cost?
At what cost? Everyone's on that. There's fentanyls in the water. Like, it's just like a mess. It is. I talked to animal control recently because I had a raccoon in my yard that was like acting very weird. And this is so LA. I was like, there's a raccoon in my tree. It's acting weird. She was like, yeah, that's where they live.
And okay.
I was like, okay, no, it's okay.
I'm glad I called a professional. I wasn't sure.
And I was like, it's acting very weird. And she's like, yeah, because a lot of people in LA, they are testing their cocaine for fentanyl. And if it tests positive, they flush it down the toilet. So there's fentanyl in the water and the coyotes and the raccoons are acting really weird. Like, sick.
Yeah, and that lady, Michelle Obama.
So
that
so the zombie apocalypse you're so worried about is it's here. Happening. It's just starting with raccoons and coyotes.
I got a gun, so don't worry about
it. I never know how to answer this question about advice for stand-ups, but... Yeah.
No, it was wonderful advice. Are you kidding?
Get on OnlyFans, make a sex tape. Like, honestly, do you want to be successful or respected? I guess you do have to figure that other. Out in the beginning. Don't do anything too distracting.
That's
so funny.
What
I mean? And I'm not saying, like neuter yourself or, you know, dress like you're, you know, REI lesbians over here.
Yeah.
I'm saying you can
My team.
You don't. Yeah, exactly. You just don't have to look like a fucking pirate on stage either. Because it's confusing. So, I finally had someone.
And what if it's just theater? Then you turn it into like
the theater.
You turn like the stand up bit. You're dressed as a pirate.
Okay, yeah.
Then you turn it into live theater. They think they're watching stand up. You start singing.
I would sue you if I signed up to go watch someone like speak the truth. With you start doing interactive insights, and then you started like doing jazz hands. Yeah. I would sue you for emotional terrorism.
Interactive theater.
But yeah. Like, I do think that that's one thing, and then I always feel like. Coming off like sexist when I say stuff like this, when a girl comes off stage and she did like well but should have done better. She's like, yeah. Do you have any advice? I'm like, lose the necklace, lose yeah. the earrings. It's just humans can't watch something. Also, yeah. you have all these lights on you, and I just
it's very bright. Yeah,
totally.
That makes a lot of sense. That's why they wear very neutral things.
It's
on
just
stage.
Like a small yeah. little thing that like yeah. no one knows to tell people. Or
that's actually a good idea.
Yeah,
good advice,
it's like I made a lot of like wardrobe mistakes. Yeah. Also, like don't wear heels on stage. You're gonna be limited. You're gonna be worried about and then everyone gets worried about you. Do you
yeah.
know what I mean?
It's, so they're getting like, distracted from the material.
Yes, we're due for an earthquake in California. No heels on stage. But like it's like little things like that.
Yeah, totally.
That I think make a really big difference.
And honestly, I'm inclined to believe you. Because you're alleged.
Skip the trip to Claire's. before
icing.
Getting on stage.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. You're a legend.
I'm just a big fan. Congratulations.
Same. Thank you so much.
I love this.
I appreciate you coming on the show and sharing your wisdom with us.
I hope that was helpful. I feel like that was fucking boring as shit.
It was very helpful. It was helpful for me. If you only help, you helped one of us.
Also, just like work harder than anyone. I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
In comedy, if you write 2 hours a day, you're already like an hour and 50 minutes ahead of the biggest comedian. Just like work really hard.
Yeah.
That's one thing that's cool about comedy is the amount of work you put into it, you can actually get out of it.
That's so
cool.
But
it takes a while.
Yeah. It takes a minute. And if you're like, unless you're just unbelievably talented like you.
That's very nice. I'm going to receive that.
I can literally see it really hard going down the brain.
I know. Well, I was told recently that when I'm self-deprecating, I'm setting a bad example.
For who?
That's a great question. So I'm trying to not be like disagree with you. I'm a legend.
Good. Well, yeah, period.
I said it.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Where can everybody find you?
SarahSilverman.net. WhitneyCummings.com. I'm about to do a big tour this year. Woo! And then I'm very forcing exciting. Her to come on my podcast.
And I will. And I'll be there.
Blackmailed you into it. And we'll be calling your prom date.
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting
please let my
number.
Family go. Please let my family go. I did everything you asked.
Yeah, totally. And then wherever. I don't know. Google. Reddit,
yeah,
there's some wild threads.
Oh, you and me both. They hate me on Reddit. They have my face on wanted posters all over that fucking website. Really? Oh, they hate me over there, girl. Mm-hmm.
But isn't that their thing?
Yeah. I think they hate both of us over there.
What's
probably.
The female Reddit? Sephora.com?
Honestly, I don't know.
Do we have a Reddit?
I don't think so.
I guess it's just in person.
Yeah.
It's like the bathroom at the club.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like when you and your friend jump out of the group chat and start a new chat.
Yeah. Oh, God. And then you accidentally text the old chat about how annoying. I've never done that before.
Thank you all so much for joining us on this episode of the Comment Section Show. Make sure y'all go follow Winnie literally everywhere. I know y'all know who she is. She's a fucking icon, living legend. So thank you all for joining us on this episode. Don't forget, new episodes of the Comment Section drop every Wednesday. You can stream the audio on all streaming platforms, but the video lives for free and exclusively on our favorite episode, Spotify. Or favorite platform, Spotify.
She just had an episode.
This is mini one. Thank you all so much for joining us. Thank you to my amazing guest, Whitney Cummings, and I'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.